This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Hello, and welcome back to another live show on The People Speak. Today is Tuesday, November 7th. I am Sophia Ray, your host for the week. Tune in to The People Speak every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Time, for interview-style live talk radio with various hosts and guests. Here on The People Speak, we encourage audience participation by phoning in questions or comments toll-free from Canada or the USA at 1-888-429-5471. For more information on upcoming shows, log on to bbsradio.com/The People Speak. Tonight we have kind of a special show. Our guest has been in clinical research studies for 26 years to conduct his special abilities about the way his brain operates as it's fully functioning and allowing him to be a conduit that helps people with pains and stresses by resetting and activating their body's healing mechanisms through the apparatus of his higher brain functions. Welcome on to The People Speak, Ed Edwards. It's great to have you on.
Yes. Hi there. Glad to be here.
Great. You know, you and I had a virtual run-in a couple of years back. I'm not quite sure if you remember you and I connecting on Pal Talk a few years ago.
I remember the voice. I do. It's like faces. I can remember voices and faces, but I cannot remember names.
Absolutely. So before we begin, to exemplify how you operate and function, I would like us to begin with a bit of history of yourself, where you come from, and at what point you realized that you were different and had special abilities.
Well, I'm from the mountains of Northeast Georgia, the Blue Ridge and Southern Appalachians. When I was growing up, it was very rural and remote, pretty well known now after so many movies that's been filmed around here. But back then, growing up, it was like ancient Cherokee holy grounds. And my grandmother, who also had some of these special abilities like I have, had a little bit of Cherokee in her. And then we found, you know, through ancient studies, traces back into the Katua Cherokee relation Indians. And so I've got a very interesting bloodline that I've been investigating. And I grew up here in the mountains. A lot of people have heard of the Foxfire books, and that's something my grandparents helped start here. Back in 1961, and I grew up in around that type of culture, real Southern Appalachian. But I was always into the third grade before I realized I was different. I thought what I was doing, everybody was doing. I thought everybody had these abilities. And then I guess when I was about 7 years old or 6 years old, I really found out I was really different. But I grew up knowing how to manipulate and control the higher energies in my brain and flipping the polarity fields in there. And I learned how to just do a whole bunch of interesting things. I was aware of this energy at 3 years of age. I used to play with it with my grandmother. We would play these like patty cake games, except we would have stuff like magnetic fields form in our hands. My hands would nearly feel like they'd catch on fire when my grandmother would get within about 6 inches of them, and different things like that. So I've become very aware of the energy at a young age, and then I learned how to play with it and control it in preschool there. I'd turn it on in preschool and make all the other kids just wiggle and giggle like crazy, and two or three others would do it back at me, and we just kind of like play and fire energy back and forth at each other, and nobody really knew what we were doing. You know, we were just having fun as little bitty kids. and which, you know, all came from this mountain area here. And but then by the time we got in about the second grade, the other kids that were able to do different things said, oh, no, we can't play with that. That's the devil. We get whoopings for playing with that. And they quit playing with it. But I continued to play with it my whole life and stuff. And so I learned how to do all kinds of crazy things. And somebody was asking me there what I did. And I just as a kid, I could just light up the other kids. Being that I'm from Clayton, Georgia, has a lot of bullies and stuff like that in it when we were kids here in the rural mountains. I learned to do all kinds of things that you might call self-defense using energetic fields. And it would be better if I go ahead and give a quick little demonstration so y'all can understand best.
I would actually want to get into a demonstration. But before we do, I want you to explain more to our listeners where this energy is coming from, and how are you transmitting it? So before we can get into it, and I want to invite listeners. I also want to invite listeners to call in. You know, anybody who might be just a little bit weary of you, I would like them to, you know, give you a run for your money and a call in. But go ahead and explain, where is this energy coming from? How are you transmitting it?
Okay. According to Dr. William Levingood, the first physicist that started studying me in 1995, we've determined that my brain, or all of our brains, are power-producing generators once we learn how to activate the motor, the generator in there. So I'm pulsating a field of energy between the left and right side of my brain at 1.618 hertz back and forth. I've been doing it my whole life. So that supplies power then to other sections of my higher brain functions. Now, I'm currently in research studies at the University of Virginia Division of Perceptual Studies and Integrative Medicine. I've been there since 2015. Doing EEG, and now we're setting up for dual EEG studies. We've already determined my brain by powering up these other sections. I've got 9 different quadrants on each side of my brain that I supply this power to. If I'm doing energy work on people in front of me, I use a set that's closer to the back of my brain. But if I'm transmitting, I'm using a pair that's up closer to the front. My frontal lobes. So we've determined through our research that, you know, our brains can produce power. I teach people now when I do my classes how to turn on your brain, how to activate the power functions. Once you turn it on, you can feel the electrical flow of energy through your bodies, you know, kind of like I create for people and stuff. So how do I transmit it? Well, that was the good question, because even all these other physicists keep scratching their heads when I do it. But Dr. Levingood and Dr. Getty up in Michigan come up, I guess, with the best theory so far. We've all heard of the quantum field and the quantum universe. They say that when I vibrate this energy, I transmit my energy thought waves into the quantum field. This quantum field then links up with the quantum universe, which is an area like another dimension that is not restrained by the controls of distance or time and stuff. So whatever I do, once I plant it into the quantum field and into the quantum universe, it's stored there for eternity. So basically, I resonate up a field of energy, and when I do my demonstrations and or anything, they found out something else very interesting. I'm pulsating the energy at 1.618 hertz, but they found a 2.2 hertz signal embedded in my audio wave, which is below the level of human hearing. It's a slow level vibration that somehow allows people that listening to my voice, it triggers their brains to kind of like open the doorway up into the quantum field or resonate at the exact quantum field level to access what I'm doing. So when that happens, they connect in with the quantum universe. And so when I'm doing this energy and they're hearing my voice, the energy from me goes to the quantum universe and goes basically everywhere through the subatomic matter, whatever way you can explain it. Like I say, these physicists have been trying for years to really come up with the exact idea of what I'm doing. Nobody really knows exactly yet. But that's about the best way of explaining it. It's from Dr. Levengood.
So as you're talking, you're talking about all these quantum fields, and you're bringing us into terrestrial information here. A lot of people are probably wanting to experience this. So I'm going to ask you this. When you are performing your energetic sessions, do you have to be in direct contact with each individual, or are you like a lightning bolt, which you reach out to one, you can hit them all?
Like I'm going to demonstrate here in a few minutes for your whole audience, those that are not driving, I'll hit everybody that's hearing my voice. And almost everybody, say 9 out of 10 of them, should feel some form of interaction in their bodies.
I wanted to do the demonstrations right after our break, which our break is going to be coming in about another, I'm going to say about 10 minutes or so. I will kind of like want to go into demonstrations then. So in the meanwhile, can you explain to our listeners what is biointrinsic resonant energy?
That's the term that Dr. Levengood and Dr. Getty coined up to give description of what I'm doing. This energy is coming from within me. I'm generating and resonating this energy in my systems, in my consciousness. And so it's a bio, it's of me, intrinsic in me, and it resonates. So it's not Reiki. What I'm doing is definitely not Reiki. It's not therapeutic touch. It's not hands-on healing. It's none of that stuff. It don't even compare to any of that stuff, as people will understand after I give the demonstration.
And so is this like psychic energy?
I'm labeled at the University of Virginia Dobbs Lab as a PK master. I produce measurable energy that can affect, right now I'm affecting about 43 different sensors in the chamber inside the Faraday cage from any distance on the planet.
Oh, interesting. And who can benefit from you?
Well, right now, anybody gets in contact with me pretty much benefits. One way or another, if they're hurting or whatever, in person, I can crank the juice up in my hands and apply it to people with neuropathy in their feet and normally clear it in about 5 minutes. And most of them, that either whether it be radiation or diabetic induced, I've been working with a lot of stroke patients. And once I run this energy backwards through their paralyzed limbs, they start getting feel and sensation through there. Like I said, I turned my generator on in my head, and since I've been doing it since a little bitty kid, my generator is the most powerful thing they'd ever seen. Right now, I'm generating, on the last measurements, nearly 2 million microamps. The average person can only come up with 5 to 7,000 microamps.
How much brain energy? Are you aware of what percentage you are working from of your brain energy?
They say that 93-94% of my brain is showing activity when we're doing the EEG studies, brain mapping studies. Another thing they freaked out up at University of Virginia with me is why they've signed me into the formal studies. Everybody else they've done the EEG studies on since the 70s around there, they're operating basically an alpha state of consciousness. This equipment, EEG studies, can determine what state of consciousness and all you're in. And they study people doing EEG studies that do meditation where they can kind of shift it from alpha to beta. And they try to get people to do meditation to do shifting of it. But when I got into the lab, of course, I got introduced to this lab from the Bioenergy Biophoton Lab down at the Rhine Research Center. I've been with them since 2008. So I go there and sparkle for them, and they introduce me to Virginia Lab, and, you know, it's just a big introduction from here to there to yonder. And but up there at Virginia, and they say because I've been playing with this energy as a little bitty kid, my brain wired up differently than everybody else that got it beat out of them. My brain's operating from alpha to theta all at the same time. Part of my brain's in alpha, another part's in beta, another part's in delta, another part's in theta, and it's continuous full time like that.
For those who are now tuning into the People Speak, I am Sophia Ray, and we are live with Ed Edwards, an energy transmitter of bioentrismic resonant energy. Ed, do you have any stories that you can share with us, like of some of your healing sessions that are most memorable to you?
Well, a lot of them are. I like seeing the responses on especially skeptics' faces that are in pain when their pain goes away in just minutes. And especially children that are hurting, children in pain, children with tumors and stuff. I can generate a field of energy between my hands and run it into children with tumors, and like inside their heads, some with DIPG and stuff like that. And when I can work on it and be on a regular basis, I can make the tumors shrink, you know, and make the kids' pains go away.
Do you work on people with back pains, degenerate disc pains?
Let me explain. I'm not healing anything. I'm not treating anything. I'm not diagnosing anything. I'm treating everybody like they're totally screwed up, which they are, because they have not been allowed to use and play these energies like I have their whole lives. It got stripped away from them when they're little kids. So your healing systems are just running at idle. When I get a hold of you, I don't care what's wrong with you. I'm going to do the same thing to you no matter what it is. I'm going to tune up your systems, fire them off, show you a couple little simple techniques so you can keep your generators running now that you're an adult. And your body's healing systems will go to work, and bam, you go to feeling better. You know, you got all kinds of stuff built into you, and they're dead asleep because these abilities got took away from you when you're 4 or 5 years old. Everybody on this planet ought to be doing what I'm doing, but because of the way we were brought up and everything, it was stripped away from you.
I heard from the grapevine here, Ed, and I'm kind of going to just turn the tables and just go like on a totally another angle here. The rumors about, were you the inspiration for the John Travolta movie? I think it was called Phenomenon.
Okay. Do you remember Dr. William C. Levingood that studies crop circles?
I've heard. I'm not quite too familiar, but I've heard of him.
Okay. Did you ever hear of Linda Moulton Howe?
I believe not.
She wrote stories for the sightings program.
Okay.
Followed Dr. Levingood's research, and they had him on sightings and on the Discovery Channel and several different programs. And Dr. Levingood would do the studies of the crop circles and the soil samples and all that. Well, he was doing the studies, and you can check it on one of my videos on my YouTube channel, where he was going over the data of watching me do the energy into his equipment. He says, just going, this is absolutely phenomenal. This is phenomenal. And then Linda picked up on that and kind of added it in on some of her written stories and science stories that kind of got over to the sightings program and then off to some other ventures. And that's kind of where that come along at. But I didn't get paid for anything or anything, but there's a lot of similarities in it to what I do. But
how about, did you do a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah. A Doritos commercial.
Okay, can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we were already... The crew was already doing the documentary on me, filming the documentary, and they had an extra $15,000 for a one-day shoot. They had all the heavy, big cameras, the rail cameras, and all that. So they put together that idea. If you'll go to YouTube and type in Silence is Bold, you'll pull it up, a 30-second thing where I use my energy to make a bag of Doritos open up.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of, you know, what else I can do here to ask you. you know, tell us a little bit of your one-on-one sessions, how people can find you. So you have a website, Ed Edwards. It's just two D's in Ed, E-D-D, Edwards.com. Let us know what they can find on your site, how they can find you, what to expect.
Well, like I say, I'm not trying to sell books. I'm not here trying to do all kind of crazy things. I do energy sessions by donations. Then go to my website, then go to the bottom of my webpage. I've got just a suggestive thing there. They make a donation, the moment it does, and they fill out, put a phone number where I can call them back at or so, or Skype address or something, and time to do it, and rough time to do it. And I try to get back to them within 24 hours. I can call them up, and I'll get them, like in this demonstration I'll do for everybody in a little while. When I do my sessions privately, I have everybody use a speakerphone or a headset or Bluetooth, and I'll have them stand up. And within about 20 seconds, we'll find out how far I can push or pull them off balance. And I'll stay totally quiet and everything. And this is just through the quantum field of me controlling magnetic fields on my end. And like I say, the demonstration will, you know, show what I do. And so I'll test people out by seeing how much I can push them around, and then I'll have them sit in a recliner or something, get totally relaxed, and I'll just lock in this energy. It's like hooking jumper cables up to an old battery, and I'll run so much juice through me, through them, for about 5 to 10 minutes that most people go to sweating and getting hot and tingly on their end. And I'll have a lot of people, I can have them lay their hands upside down, leave their fingers totally limp, and cause different fingers to twitch and wiggle. I can do that in person. If I got my hands near the bottom of your feet, I can make most people's fingers just wiggle like crazy. You know, spontaneous jerks and stuff. That's just because I'm generating high amounts of the energy through my system and feeding it backwards. You know, when I get a hold of stroke patients, I've got videos on my YouTube sites of me working on stroke patients, and you can see their fingers, their limp fingers, start wiggling and twitching within seconds of me applying the energy to them and stuff. And the doctors, these next EEG studies is to see how I'm causing their nervous systems to repair when I run this energy backwards through them. So what they're believing is... Huh?
So you're healing, so you're helping...
I'm not healing nothing. I'm running the energy that causes their healing systems to operate at, I'm increasing that by several hundred thousand times for a few minutes. That same energy that normally runs through your electrical nervous system, by doing so, the healing mechanisms built within you start functioning. And they go to work real fast repairing the damage that is within you, in your nervous system. It causes your nerves to come back together. It causes the myelin sheath to reseal around them. And bam, you fix yourself. And then bam, you take care of whatever's wrong with you. All I'm doing is cleaning up your electric system and charging your batteries.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the problems like that, their mechanism, their healing mechanism system might fail on them because they are maybe perhaps mineral deficient?
I believe that most people are sick and in their problems like they are because their healing systems that are built within them are totally asleep. And since they do not know how to activate the power systems in their brain, those systems will remain asleep no matter what problems come along, cancers, any problems, degenerative bones or anything. If the body's healing systems are not functioning, then the problems are just going to keep getting worse. Worse and worse. The pill is not going to fix it. It's just going to make it feel different. But until you activate these energies of your own bodies, how can it really heal?
I want to ask one more question from a listener before we go into break here. This listener is Ted from Virginia. Ed, do you know anyone else who can do this currently or from the past that what you do?
Everybody has the potential to. Many people are doing different things. They found Tai Chi and Qigong masters of having the closest to what I'm doing or are things happening. They can see them causing effects in other people. I'm talking to these old, well-trained Qigong Tai Chi masters, those that's been really moving energy. They show the highest amounts of measurable energy under me. Like I say, everybody has the potential of doing just like I. It was fun for me. I'll tell you this much. I learned at 7 years old, and because I had to be in church all the time, I learned how to make people fart during silent prayer in church. I learned that at 7 years old, and I practiced that very rigorously for 7 years, and that's called bio fart back.
And can I ask you, Ed, is it appropriate to ask you how old you are?
I'm pushing 60. But everybody else my age looks like they're 90, and I run around with a 30, 40-year-old crowd around here.
And so, I was going to ask you, I wanted to ask you this, and, maybe I should ask you when we come back. Let me do this. I'm going to take us into a break. Everybody stay tuned here on The People Speak, and we'll be right back here with Ed Edwards in just a few moments.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Richard Valzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak. Every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
And we are back on the People Speak Radio with Ed Edwards. I'm your host, Sophia Ray. Ed, before we're going to go into some demonstrations, and just before we do that, you had mentioned that you kind of hang around with the younger crowd, and you kind of have a younger energy, and look as well younger than you are. You know, I want to know, did you have any, like, any encounters, terrestrial encounters throughout your childhood or, you know, up to your life till now?
I only had one little interesting, crazy event when I was about 6 years old, but I still have a hard time of explaining it as actual alien UFO or anything, but still I haven't found any other proof of something else. You know, so I've had one event. I don't know. I'm not positive on anything yet. I have a lot of energetic experiences of unseen things, but I've only had one seen event. And I was, like I said, about 6 years old, and some kids that I thought were kids that... Did you ever see that movie, Deliverance?
I think I have. It's been a while, though.
Okay, did you, the kid that played the dueling banjos sitting on the porch, Billy Redden, had no eyebrows? Okay, I went to school with him. They filmed that movie here in my county. That's one of 50 or so movies they've done around here. But Billy looked really strange when we were in first and second grade, third grade and stuff, and no eyebrows and stuff. But when I seen these funny looking kids out there or something, I don't know if they were kids because they didn't talk, but I could hear them in my head, and they would kind of play with the energy around me and stuff. And
this is just telepathic?
Yes.
Telepathic? Okay.
Uh-huh. Something like a telepathic. I couldn't, it was like I was getting crazy wild visions just flooding my head around these four funny looking kids that kind of look like Billy, but it was weirder looking than him.
And so you never had an experience like that ever after?
Never after that. And I've hung around with, I did 4 years with John Erwood at the University of Chicago. He had just retired as the energy efficiency specialist for the particle accelerator. And he started in 1940 as an Unreiki Fermi's lab technician. So he built the Chicago Pile 1, the first nuclear reactor, and several nuclear bombs and a few other things. And he did all the crazy experiments that they did at the university. He was the guy that built them all. And when I moved in and was helping him, he had just retired. And he, over 40 years, as he did the different experiments at the University of Chicago and Fermi Labs, he took all that stuff to his own personal lab and created the Universal Lab on the 8th floor in a big high-rise in the dead center of Chicago. So for 4 years, I went and helped him pack up 14 tractor trailer loads of scientific research equipment that come out of the crazy different labs around Fermi and Chicago there. Seen all kind of wild, crazy stuff there, but no aliens.
Well,
you know, ideas of stuff that might have come from alien technology.
Okay. Well, that's very, very interesting. So, Ed, you're eager to get into demonstrations. So let's get everybody in their seat.
Yeah, get everybody to stand up. Everybody out there in the listening listener audience, stand up, pull your feet close together, but where you can stand there. Now, this is just for demonstration purposes, and keep your eyes open. Because you know, if it starts kicking in, I don't want you to be able to see where you're at. All right. Now, I'm vibrating and resonating a field of energy in my brain, and I'm transmitting it in through the quantum field, quantum universe, and it's going worldwide. Your brain is picking up on a signal that I'm producing in my audio here that is causing your brain, kind of like an old-fashioned TV set, to dial into the right channel. So I'm going to shut up and be quiet and see if you start doing something within about 20 seconds.
My hands, I feel heavy in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Swaying back and forth, any?
Slightly.
I'll let it get locked on in just a little bit more, and then I'll direct it in a direction or so. And another thing to watch for is a tingling sensation in the fingertips and a warming up in the body. And if anybody in your audience has any aches and pains out there, those will warm up too and start feeling better. Basically, I'm going to let everybody in the audience have a little free sample here if they got any aches and pains. And it's not me healing nothing. All I'm doing is cranking the juice up, and it's universally connecting with everybody and letting everybody charge up your batteries and make your healing systems go to work. Okay, now I'm going to set the field up in a straight DC negative, which should pull you forwards and up on your toes. So I'm cranking it up like a dimmer switch.
I got the pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to reverse the polarity and push you.
It's subtle, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Now I'll reverse it again and pull. Now I'll let off. Let it center out. Now I'm going to pull you sideways, so have your feet close together. If you have them any width apart, you can fight it real easy. But if you got it close together, all right, now I'm going to pull sideways. This should go to your right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to let off of it. Now I'm going to pull to your left. And this should be affecting everybody in the audience. And if you're recording this for your archives, this will affect everybody that listens to it in the future and takes part in this over and over. I did radio shows back in the late 90s and did similar things, and it's still affecting people. Okay, I'm going to back it off. Now I'm going to let it just swing you around in a circle.
Okay, very intriguing. Intriguing.
Mm-hmm. And by slinging and changing polarity fields and transmitting them out and causing your body to interact and respond, that interaction causes the electrical systems in your body to come online as though they'd been functioning properly. And when they come online and functioning properly, the healing systems within you have little sensors that say, oh, these problems here, here, and here, and they go to work. And then you go to tingling because we get your muscular system through your body to relax, which reduces the pressure on the cardiovascular system. And so the blood flow increases. That warms you up. So we get the blood flow going back to all areas of your body. And the healing mechanisms there then have plenty of stuff to work with to do what they're designed to do. Keep you running good. You know, so I'm just basically hooking jumper cables to you, and there's a bunch of other things going on, but it tunes people up, they feel good, and they walk away smiling. I get doctors. Do it. Say again.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Doctors what?
I get doctors calling me a lot of the times going, how I did whatever I did to their patients, because I make them feel better real fast. I got fired from 2 pain clinics around Atlanta because once I got a hold of the people, they didn't need to keep coming back every 2 or 3 weeks.
What did that cause? More enemies than friends in certain places?
Something like that.
Now, has anybody taunted you in the past or for your abilities or attacked you in verbally, physically, psychically?
I learned to take care of the bullies when I was in the third grade. And whenever the bullies started threatening and go to attacking, I increased the electric field, caused their bladders to release, and they start peeing all over themselves.
And how do you distinguish between the energies you use? So I noticed here where I'm standing, you're naming the energy negative D, or so. How are you getting these titles for the energy?
I've did 26 years so far in biophysical laboratories. I've got miles and miles and miles of data sets right here, plotted data on electrical recordings of the electrical cephalograms coming out of my head. I've stood around in laboratories now for 26 years with some of the world's top physicists and scientists describing what they think my brain's doing. So I'm just using their terminology.
So some of the people that are listening and they're part of this experiment here and they're standing and they're still twirling in circles, what should they do mm-hmm. now?
Go ahead and sit down before you fall down.
Okay. Do you have any other examples, energetic examples that you can demonstrate here with us?
Well, if anybody burning, I make the fire go away. Let's see. Turn your hands upside down. Lay them on top of your legs. You're sitting in your chairs there. Have them upside down. Fingers are totally limp. Okay, now it won't work with everybody, but it will with a lot. All right, I'm going to start sending what I call wiggly signals. Watch your fingers and see if any of them kind of slowly start moving or twitching. They may move sideways. A lot of them will move sideways sometimes.
Should we be standing up for this?
No, just be sitting down where everything's totally limp. I learned this trick working with paraplegics and quadriplegics. And when I work on people in person, I have them kind of sit in something like a recliner and leave their shoes on, and I'll generate such a strong electrical field in my hands that the signal goes clean through whatever kind of shoes and makes their feet get tingly and hot and stuff. Mainly reason I make them keep their shoes on is some people I've worked on, their feet went to steaming and stinking, and I'm on the receiving end. So ever since then, I have them leave their shoes on. Yeah, that must have been
one. We have a caller on the line. Are you ready to take in the call?
Sure.
Caller, where are you calling from, and what's your name?
This is Mike in California. Hi, Ed. You know, Ed, I had several questions. One, have any of these studies of you been in peer-reviewed journals?
One's been in the ICEM, International Society of Subatomic Energies and Energy Medicine. It's called Evidence for Charge Density Pulses Associated with Bioelectric Fields in Living Organisms. There's getting ready to be 5 more papers coming out as soon as we complete one more study up at the University of Virginia. That's going to be the serious one because UVA is going to put their name on it. And I'm not sure what they'll be called, but they're doing 5 different peer-reviewed papers on what they're learning about how my brain's functioning differently since I'm using. They're seeing 94% of my brain fire up when the computer in the EEG trials tells me to focus energy as opposed to when it tells me to rest my brain. So
Have they done an MRI of your brain, and is there anything different between your brain and a normal brain?
I do not let them do an MRI on my brain or fMRI. We do EEGs, and all the EEGs on my brain are totally different from everybody else they've been doing since the 70s. My brain's operating from alpha to theta all the time. Most everybody else is just in one state of conscious, alpha, primarily.
And also, do you have any religious beliefs or about God? Or
I know that religion is why none of y'all are doing what I'm doing, because they beat what I'm doing out of y'all when you were kids.
So you're not really particularly religious, but do you have any thoughts about, you know, a creator or the meaning of our life?
We're all about creation and keeping and enhancing life and helping life and all that. This is supposed to be a garden. It should be a place there where we're enhancing life, not destroying it.
That's interesting. It sounds kind of Native American to me.
I'm Kitua.
How much percentage Native?
Well, there's only a trace in me. My grandmother had about 30% Cherokee, but like I say, it's Kitua. It's Kitua Cherokee. The Kitua came here in my mountainous area in 400 A.D. and were here for a long time, and then mixed with the Iroquois that came down from the north and then formed the Cherokee Nation. So that's why the Cherokee were so smart and everything, because of all the knowledges that come from the Kitua.
You know, you said so many interesting things, and it was kind of like glossed over. As soon as you said that you had that background, Native background, and that it seemed that there were other members in your family, distant or relatively near, I was thinking, you know, this might be inherited and genetic.
Yeah, my grandmother was a hands-on Christian healer here. I was exposed to her my whole life. She pretty much raised me. And we had a photography studio. I was raised as a photographer, and so I was running the labs. And Grandma would do hand oil paintings. And then when people need healing, she'd take them back into portrait studio behind the lab and work on them, read a lot of scripture. And I'd go to tingling like crazy. I'd be in a dark room printing pictures. And when she'd turn it up, I'd just tingle like crazy in there.
That's interesting. Did your tingling ever affect the development of those pictures? Did it leave some kind of trace or anything?
Yeah, I had to be very careful when I was loading the 4x5 black and white 400 ASA film. If I held both of my hands even against the shielded 4x5 plates, I could burn my imprints in them. And, you know, that got costly because we were shooting weddings and stuff with those cameras. And I'd get back and process the film. Oh, shit, there'd be my handprint in them.
And this brings me to my last and final personal question. Ever since I was young, I mean very young, 5, 6, 7 years old, when I used to walk under a street light, it would turn off. And this has been going on all the way through adulthood. I just took it for granted, and I kind of like thought maybe there's a sensor in the lights that turn off when you walk under it a certain way. So when I became an adult, I called the power company. I asked them, do you guys have sensors in your lights? And they said, no. So I got embarrassed and kind of just hanged up. But I Googled it online, and other people seem to have that effect as well.
We have electrical fields. We're electrical humans, you know, and a lot of people's fields are running wild and rampant because you have no knowledge or idea how to control them. Find my website and then find me on Facebook and join up through there. And I'm trying to get my webpage membership back going. And just follow in, lock into some of my newsletter things. I don't send much out, but I've got like this Zoom webinar room, and we hang out in it. And I wanted to do it. Now, I noticed y'all were with Pow Talk. I used to have, and I still got the room on Pow Talk called Biointrinsic Resonant Energy by Ed Edwards, but I haven't opened it in years, I guess. But,
well, I think you should explain to people what Pow Talk is before you go say anything else. I'll let you go now, Ed. Thank you.
Okay.
How can people find you on Pow Talk?
Well, I'm going to have to get active on there again. I tried to use PowTalk, you know, to do my energy healings and groups, you know, and then I turned it on to Facebook. Then when people went signing up, they didn't know to have real strong security software, and people started getting bugs and viruses and all kinds of problems from it. So I just couldn't use that platform. And so I've signed up with Zoom webinar service, and I pay for it, you know, and I can have about 100 people in my room and light them up all over the world, and it works like the Hollywood squares, and you can see them on video, and I can knock them all over the place, or I can set them up if they're hurting real bad, and you watch them see the pain go away out of their faces and stuff as I start, you know, lighting them up. Sorry about that, French.
No, that's okay. You know, you seem to be an inspiration for many. Who inspires you, or what inspires you? I know your grandma was an inspiration, but what is inspiring you now?
Well, I'm teaching children how to do this. I can do what I do. I can turn this energy on around kids from about 7 years age on and crank it up and then show them a couple little things and just let them go. So I'm setting up a children's foundation, Awakening Foundation, right now.
That's interesting. That's interesting. And how long have you been working on that?
Well, it's quite a few years, but I'm going to New York City day after tomorrow. I was supposed to leave tomorrow. I've got hooked up with some very well-known people up there. I'll be doing a big event Sunday at the Alchemist Kitchen. And then I got an old guy that used to manage the Allman Brothers. He's wanting to manage me and there. And then Maxie Cohen, film producer, she's doing a documentary on me, and she's setting up to do film at the universities of their studies on me. So we're going to film that into a biography and a filmmaking. I got hooked up a whole bunch of people there. So I'm just lighting them up big time.
I would like to see the documentary when that comes out and possibly have you back and do a review of your documentary.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we've got a lot going on this next year.
Okay, so what clinical researches are you currently in right now? So which ones are you working on at the moment?
With Dr. Ross Dunseith and Dr. Edward Kelly in the Division of Perceptual Studies and Integrative Medicine at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia. I go there about every 2 months. Right now, I went back and met the medical board 4 months ago because they were wanting to go ahead and start publishing these papers about me, but before the UVA was going to put their name on it. And to believe me, they had to meet me. And when I did, we took three of the old board members that were having medical problems, and I did my energy on them in the lab chamber. And boy, they went to feeling much better. And they came back together 2 weeks later and had their meeting and were feeling so good that they allotted another $3.5 million to the DOPS lab to extend the studies.
Wow. Amazing.
So I'm, like I said, I can make, and one of them, I took her neuropathy away from about 4 minutes. I make neuropathy in your feet just disappear in a few minutes. All I do is crank the juice up, feed it backwards through the nervous system, about 400,000 or 500,000 microamps coming out of my hands. I know how to gauge it. I can crank it up to 1,000 microamps. I know what it feels like. And run that backwards through dead nerves or neuropathy type nerves or wherever your myelin sheath's broken down through like fibromyalgia. And it just makes the myelin sheath just melt right back together real fast.
I have another question coming in from a listener. Quite interesting question. I kind of want to ask it. Renee in Arizona, how does Ed use all of his brain? How does this affect his sex life?
Very powerfully. It's very highly charged electrically. the human body has things built into it that if the male does not know how to turn these powers on, the female will never know she's got those things built in her. I can activate things. In fact, if your caller there wants to stand up and experience something, I'll light her up like she's never been lit before. They're wanting to market. They're, one of the marketing ideas was like electric Viagra out of me or something. Other things. I can stimulate you like crazy.
Do you?
It's electrical. And I used to get slapped a lot when I was in high school until I learned that when I would look at the pretty girls that my eyes was actually causing electrical charges to run through them. And I used to get the shit slapped out of me in high school.
That's amazing. I've had
these abilities my whole life, and I thought everybody had them. They did. All of you were born with what I'm doing. It just got took away from you.
Yeah, you know, I've often heard that from many people with abilities. They've always thought that everybody else around them had them too, and they kind of go through like a culture shock in a way where they feel different or freakish or creepish. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, I got lucky. When I was 14, Dr. Galen Hieronymus, the guy that's known as the father of radionics, was one of the customers in my grandfather's studio. He lived in Lakemont, Georgia, which is 5 miles down the road. And he was he did the instrumentation on the Apollo capsule and big scientist. But he used to, once he learned about me, he used to call me a walking radionics unit.
A walking radionics unit.
Yeah, no,
I'm watching the chat room here of the people speak, and there's questions that are coming in, and I don't know their names, so I can't really say. But they want to know, can you help people with PTSD?
Yeah, it calms them. I can calm the nervous system out tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it helps with almost everything that causes something with people. But remember, again, it's not me healing anything. I'm just tuning you up so that your system run at maximum efficiency. And you do the healing. And then your brain is a generator. And I just kind of, when I get you, I kind of like kickstart you. And if you'll keep a little awareness to it, you'll keep it going.
For those who want more of Ed, find Ed at edwards.com. He has a lot of stuff set up there where you can find him, set in a donation, and take a session from him. We're coming to that time of the hour, Ed, where it's time for me to wrap up the show. Do you have any last words that you want to say before we go?
Everybody stand up, and I'll light you up and leave you grinning.
Okay. Let's get on our feet. All right, we got just about a minute here.
Yeah, okay, and even that girl that asked this one here, she can give a crazy response.
As you are doing that, I am going to just give a big thanks out to our guest, Ed Edwards, and to our listeners. I want to give a thanks out to our engineer, Sean, and to our producer, Mike Kim. Thank you. And Mike Kim had a birthday pretty recently, I think, so I want to give him a happy birthday. Tune in next week for more People Speak. Again, I am Sophia Ray. We are here with Ed Edwards. Be part of the change for a better planet. Let us unite through love and light. Everybody, be good to one another and have a good night.
Goodbye, and enjoyed it.
Thank you, Ed. It was great having you.
Yeah, we'll do follow up.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the seawall by the relief office as summer people, and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.